I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. So now, very briefly, how do we interpret what the Lord said in the Gospel this morning? "I am the bread of life," says the Lord. What did he really mean by that? Well, recently, and even to this very day, we see people's desperate need for food. And at the beginning of the present pandemic, people were rushing to the stores and building up their stores of food in case they ran short. So food is a very necessary part of life. I'm sure the people in Jesus' time, when he spoke these words, did not really understand what he meant, because even today, they are difficult words to understand. And maybe many of us have difficulty also. But Jesus, when it came to the Eucharist, he said in the Gospel this morning, "I am the bread of life." In other words, "I am the real thing." He spoke about Moses, and they said, "Moses gave us manna in the desert to eat." Well, it wasn't Moses, it was God who gave people in the desert manna, bread to eat. But Jesus says, "I am the bread of life, the very life of your souls, of your spirit." Now, he wasn't just there talking about the Eucharist, but he was talking about the Eucharist, but also, without Jesus in our lives, there is no hope. There's no real hope. So where would you be, those of you who are listening to me at this moment? In the midst of this crisis, and in the midst of all the darkness in the world at the moment, where would you be this morning if you did not have some kind of faith in the Lord? I think you may be pretty sad, hopeless, almost, as many people today are. I think we ought to be grateful. What a gift our faith is, the fact that we know, I know in my heart, that in the end, all will be well. That's my hope. It's impossible. I don't think I could live without hope. But there was some kind of hope that things will improve. Isn't that what keeps us going? When we're in darkness and we're in a deep depression, what keeps us going? The hope that this will pass, and it will. So Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I'm the very life of your soul. Unfortunately, most of you, all of you, in fact, cannot receive communion at the moment physically, but still you can receive it into your hearts by your intention, by your desire. And especially when we pray the beautiful prayer at the communion of the Mass, let it come from your heart, and Jesus will come and fill you with his life.